A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
T-Mobile has home internet on America's largest 5G network.
It's how I stream the game.
It's how I knock out the shopping list.
It's how I level up.
Get T-Mobile 5G home internet for only $50 per month with autopay and any voice line. Plus, there are no exploding bills or annual contracts. T-Mobile, it's how you internet. Check availability today.
Price after $10 monthly bill credit while you maintain a nationally available postpaid voice line. Qualifying credit required. Regulatory fees included for qualified accounts. Plus $5 per month without autopay. Debit or bank account required.
Hey, I'm Ruben. My band and I have a new song. I'm also a tow truck driver. When you move over and slow down, you're making sure I get to go home at the end of the day and see my bandmates.
When you see flashing lights, remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Wake up to a delicious morning with your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. Now just $2, only in the app. Choose from a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Just $2, only in the app. That's a deal as irresistible as the sandwiches themselves. Plus, you'll save time by ordering ahead in the app. Offer valid one time per day from July 29th through September 1st at participating McDonald's. Must opt in to rewards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like right here, just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
Ah, and this is
middle.
Sorry,
children.
Wow.
Do you think that I like just did cocaine or something?
I don't know. I thought you put the vape in your nose.
Oh, no. It's Jesse, I like, it's like a Vapo, Vicks Vapo inhaler.
I did. I thought you were making a joke and you were using your vape pen on your nose. And I was like, let's fucking go.
Should I?
Yeah, honestly, you should. I was like, this is about to be a party. Not that it's not already.
How are you?
Oh, my God. Me? I'm doing better. I'm alive, thank God, because I was famously sick last week and fully dead. So I'm alive. I'm back. I'm living. I'm sliving. I'm feeling good-ish, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's
good. And I'm feeling happy and I'm feeling creative.
Wow. I'm none of those things.
Well, you look, I mean, the haircut is fire. Obby.
I'm feeling unhappy, uncreative.
Stop it.
I'm in a funk this week. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, no.
Well, it's not. I'm just like, I can't be productive. I feel like I can't get anything done.
Well, you got to give when you don't feel productive, you've got to just not be productive.
Maybe.
I don't know if people would recommend that, but that's what I do.
I went out last night. So for like, so it was like karaoke with my friend Lauren, and then it's like her friend who's in town for business from Iowa.
Fun.
And so then that girl's friend from Iowa as well. But then she was like, I don't know what she did, but she was like, do you guys mind if some people come from like the conference that we were at?
Bring the whole conference.
And we're like, no. And it was like literally like seven women
from Iowa.
But like a lot of them were like 60s.
Great.
It was amazing.
Oh my
it was my
God,
crowd.
Your crowd. Yeah.
But I feel like I drank, and I guess I drank.
That's why you're not feeling good today.
No, I mean, I haven't been feeling good all week, but that's why I went last night, because I was like, you know, maybe I need to like get out and do like some karaoke, and it was fun. But yeah, I feel like I was home by like 10. No, that's not true. I was home by like 11:15, but I feel like I was out until 6 in the morning.
Honestly, when I drink, I always have to remind myself the next day is going to be hard. It's going to be hard emotionally. Like, getting dressed is like the worst thing in the world. Because my drunk, hungover brain is like, you look like filth. That's just me.
You know when you, like, sleeping with drinking?
Whenever you sleep and you drink, it's not good.
Or when you try to sleep after drinking, I mean.
Is it hard to fall asleep?
It's just like the worst night's sleep. I mean, you never have, like, feel rested.
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't think drinking's ever the answer. And you know I feel that way.
Like, sometimes it's the answer, I think. But it's just like...
It's like not...
Sometimes it's the... Like, there are moments where I'm like, right now, the answer is to get fucked up. And I'm like, I know I'm going to feel like shit tomorrow. But like, in my head, I'm like, I have to make this sacrifice.
Yeah.
To feel terrible tomorrow. To not feel... crazy tonight. But I didn't think that I was making that sacrifice last night, because I really didn't drink that much.
Yeah, the problem,
I think it was shitty alcohol. I also paid so much because I left before everyone else, and the one girl was like, because she was like, I'll put my card down and then everyone can just Venmo.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, great. But then I'm leaving and she's like, wait, did you how much did you Venmo? And I was like, oh, I don't know. Just like, are we just doing it even? I thought you would like Venmo request me how much it is at the end of the night. And she was like, oh, well, I don't know I don't know what you got. And I was like, oh, I thought we were just like, I was like, there's like 14 of us. Why?
Just divide it by 14.
I didn't know we were like separate checking.
Yeah.
At the karaoke bar where you offered to put your card down.
Right.
So I think I ended up, like, I left, and then the girl at the, like, checkout was so confused. And I was like, I don't, just put, like, this much. And I feel like it was way more than I would have. Because I, like, whatever. It was fun. It was a good time.
It was a good time. Honestly, my problem with drinking is I never want to drink. And then if I have one sip, I'm like, am I about to get in trouble? Like, I'm like, I'm about to be a drinker. You know?
I mean, if anything, I drink less now than I ever have, probably, since I was fucking 16.
I'm practically sober, like, with a few nights of debauchery.
Like, there's some things that just, to me, I'm like, of course I'm going to be drunk.
I hear ya. I mean, I guess I never do those things. I'm trying to think of the last time. I mean, I guess I've been sick for what feels like my entire life. I don't remember anything before last week. And I don't know. I don't know. I actually really don't.
But anyway, I'm not drinking today. I'll tell you that.
Oh, mazel to you. I love that for you. I'm actually like obsessed with that for you. And how is your, like, what do you have coming up? Is there, like, something that's just so fucking you?
Did you do cocaine before this? You just asked me, what do you have coming up? Is there something that's so fucking you?
I don't know. Just something, like,
Jesse, what do you have coming up? Is there anything that's so fucking you?
Honestly, I'm already stressed. Because I have so much travel coming up and I'm trying not to think about it.
You are a woman of the world.
Thank you for saying that. It's so not true.
Jesse has the schedule of the CEO of a Fortune 500 company.
I am a CEO of a Fortune 500 company.
Wednesday, she's in Bangladesh. Thursday, Los Angeles. Friday, back to Bangladesh.
For a keynote.
Woman lives the life of a keynote speaker.
Thank you for saying that. And honestly, that's the dream. I'm jet setting next week. Well, I'm going home this weekend to go wedding dress shopping for my little sister. I know. I'm so excited. She's going to look so... I'm just so excited. I'm going to cry. I might cry every dress. I don't know.
I'm sure you will.
I will. I'll be bawling my eyes out with my clown nails showing up like...
Yeah, Jessie got some not so great nails.
I really like... I haven't fucked up like this in a long really, time.
Yeah.
I look like a clown. I left
What's
being
the
like...
thumb? Let me see the thumb.
It's like Oof. That. Well, no, those... I actually think this is a beautiful color, and this is a beautiful color.
So, guys, as you know, this is a podcast, so you can't really
see
them unless you're watching this on the Patreon. But so it's like a mix of...
Like a cute lime green, or like a mint green.
Yeah, it's like a mint green.
A kind of like hot pink.
Yeah.
And then an orange that's ruining everything.
It is the orange that's the problem.
I know. And it's like I've clowned myself. I look
like
a clown.
It's like a dull orange. It's not bad. like a neon. I think the issue is the pink is a neon. The rest aren't.
That is the problem, is I went like pastel on one
yes,
and then
that
I went.
That is what it is.
I know. I found out too late though. The woman was doing it. And then I said, here we are. Here we fucking are. So yeah, I have decided this is me for the next
3 to 4 weeks.
3 to 4 weeks, and I'm really excited. Maybe I'll get them done a little sooner because this is so not great. But yeah, I'll be showing up to my sister like this, and then we'll get her looking gorgeous, and then it's honestly off to the races, and then I'm in Florida next week.
You should be like, I want it to come with, I got my nails done for what I'm planning to do for the wedding.
For the wedding. I'm going to go orange on the dress, the bodice, the skirt's going to be pink, and I'm doing green in the hair.
Be like, I got these because it matches my dress, which is 5 different colors from this, but I thought.
Matches my personality.
Do you get to wear any dress?
Yeah, I think so. So that's nice.
That's nice.
I mean, I don't know what I'm going to have to pull a look. You know me.
But you can't do too big of a look.
Why?
Because you're not the bride.
Yeah, but she's going to look gorgeous.
Yeah, but she has to have the most dramatic look. That is the
She doesn't want? I don't even think.
I think every bride secretly wants to be the center of attention on their wedding day. What are you thinking?
Well, my style is loud.
I understand. What are you thinking?
I don't know. Something just fun and gorgeous and loud and big or... See, you know?
Yeah, but you have to
something
not...
Something bridal. Just kidding. I'm not. I'm going to wear like a hot
like
pink,
if you come in
thing.
like a too much of a statement piece, I think it's ill taste. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean,
you can
still
be Jessie.
No, I can't.
I understand very much the urge to be the best dressed.
I have to be.
Like, you know I love it, but there's only one exception to that rule. And that is if you're in a wedding party.
Oh, but my sister's not doing a wedding party.
Oh, you're not standing up there.
Well, the ceremony's going to be private, just with like family. And then the reception is going to be like, I think, more people. So she's doing it very differently. I will be at her ceremony because I'm her sister. And I...
But
we'll
you're not
making...
like, it's not like you're going to be walking down an aisle in front of 150
people. No aisle, no.
Okay, then I can see
Turn
be doing
a look at a party.
More of
Thank
a statement.
You. Thank you. My sister will love that. And I have to give a speech. So it's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm thinking like when you go to a wedding and then there's walking down the aisle, that's when I'm like, you can't have the, that's why the bride has to be the big look because she is the, headliner, if you will, of the
I hear
wedding.
You.
But if there's no aisle presentation,
yeah,
then I feel that
for mine you'll be
apply.
Escorted out if you have a dress. I mean, but I won't even leave it to chance. My dress is going to be so fucking.
I am
stunning.
Going to wear the most the like you have not seen an outfit as enormous as I will wear to your wedding.
I'll kill you, but honestly, I'll love it.
And
really
it'll be
will.
White as the day is long.
That's fine, because I don't think I'll be wearing white.
Think, I know you wouldn't, and that's why I would.
That's exactly right.
Think Moira in Schitt's Creek. In the
obsessed. The headpiece and all, I hope.
I have to officiate my cousin's wedding in the fall. And I keep joking that that's what I'm going to be inspired by for my outfit.
Listen.
If you don't do white, what would you do?
So I think I've told you this, but I think I'm going to have the guests wear black and white.
I don't know that you have told me this.
Yeah, I'm going to have all the guests, I think, wear like black and white. And then I'm going to wear probably like down the aisle, like a massive just like blue, red or purple dress. And then for the party, like another colorful dress.
What if you did like a multicolor?
I mean, yeah, it's like I just want to be as fun. And I mean, that's just so me. When I think about me wearing white, get, like, it's not me.
Like, remember Christine Quinn in Selling Sunset when she gets
black,
like that?
Yeah, it died.
Yeah. So you could always like get it and then have it professionally like painted.
Yeah, but or it's dyed. Just, yeah, I think wedding dress shopping is stupid. Honestly, my dream would be to go to Christian Siriano and like make a custom dress.
Wait, that is the funny. Honestly, I think wedding dress shopping is just like so stupid. I personally would go to designer Christian Siriano and have it personally made.
Custom made, yeah. But a dress that I love that I could wear again and again, Chris.
Listen, I support that 100%.
Thank you for knowing.
But
I'm a woman that likes to turn a look, and that's all I have to say.
When you say I don't believe in wedding dress shopping is crazy, I think most people assume the following sentence will be like, I'll just grab something off the rack at Target.
No.
Who cares?
No, it has to be stunning. But I just think it's bullshit because these people pretend these white dresses were made by fairies in a land, like a thousand fairies had to get together and make this dress, and they're like, alterations take 17 years. I'm like, how come my blue dress, when we alter that, it can be done by Friday, and this wedding dress takes 18 years. I mean, the whole system's bullshit.
I think it depends on the dress.
It's bullshit, Chris.
Because it's like if a blue dress, you know what I mean? Like if it's a multi-layered
also
dress.
Please know, if I can get my wedding sponsored, I'll be walking down the aisle.
Jesse.
I'm kidding.
There is like there's too many people that I like know who are sponsored for their like engagement,
really?
And stuff.
Oh, that's so funny.
And I'm like, there's a line. And that's
there is
the line.
A line. It's weird. It's weird, that shit.
How many people would you invite to your wedding?
I don't know. That part's a little.
I feel like you either have to do like backyard 30 people or.
First of all, it'll never be backyard. That's like not my vibe.
Or.
Yeah,
like 400.
It. Oh, I won't do that either. I don't know, like 400 people.
You'll find them.
No,
we can make a new level to the Patreon, and the top level goes to your wedding.
Absolutely. I mean, like, I know my all my family, if I want to invite them, I don't know. And then my friends, like my close friends, I'd rather it be like so nice for the 100 people that I have, you know?
Maybe like a weekend thing.
A weekend thing where literally I think something I'm gonna do is like require all of my friends to make a toast.
Oh my god,
because I
That's
love
so
a
rude.
Toast it's so me. I
yeah
love
but you're
toast.
Gonna be so annoyed by toast 37.
Okay, yeah, I guess I'll select the people. It won't be 37
or you
people,
break
but
it
I...
up have like five
yeah
Friday night, five on Sunday,
yeah,
or like five headline at the wedding. And then...
I love, honestly, headliners. Yeah, I love that part.
How do you feel about like when people have performers at their wedding?
I think
I guess, for example, like a drag queen or something.
Oh,
comes out and does like a number.
I think that's fun. If people, I don't think I'd want that, because again, a drag queen is going to take away from my time. I can't have that. So
exactly.
That's
exactly
a no.
Why. Because you know how you've asked me before why I would never go to a wedding in drag? That is why.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I feel like everyone else would be like, what is it like?
I mean,
I actually did. Did I tell you when I went to the wedding in Spain?
Yeah.
Which was a gay wedding. There was someone there who I love. He's so fun and amazing. And he always wears women's clothes. And he came in a white dress. To the wedding.
No.
And I didn't think of it until like later, and I was like, wait a second, you're in a white dress.
Oh my god.
I know. But it wasn't like bridal. It was like pretty simple, but still.
I mean, regardless. I think that's just the only rule. I don't know. I don't get near white, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if I do Tool, I'll do hot pink Tool. And then I'm like, well, it's not white, you know?
Yeah.
So,
I would want the biggest train in the world.
Me too. Oh.
I want it to be so big that when I'm at the end of the aisle, it's still in the dressing
room. It hasn't entered yet. Yeah, I love that.
Like, there's things hidden under it. People.
People, I'll hold your train. I'll do whatever I have to do.
Maybe Otis can ride the back of my train.
Stop. That's so cute. Or he's the little ring bearer. I'll cry.
Oh my God. I can't wait until I'm getting married.
Me too. I can't really.
So close.
What is. I mean, that's the part I just don't understand. But.
What?
I think the fact that we make weddings like this huge thing and then. It's just, I don't know. I think that people, we just have to get in the habit of throwing parties more. People love parties.
That's true.
Let's just throw more parties.
I love going to parties. I don't go to enough too. Extravagant parties.
Can no I one's inviting.
No one's inviting me.
No.
To extraordinary parties. I have to say that.
Literally all my friends who are wealthy and throw extraordinary parties, they're like, it's really intimate, this party. I don't make the cut. They're like, unfortunately, we're keeping it so small this year. I'm like,
I'm like, why does it say gala on the invitation?
Why does it say gala? Actually, I made a new friend. Hello. And she's throwing a party in like 2 weeks. And it's a denim and diamonds party.
Where?
And I said at her apartment.
But see, this is what I'm saying. An apartment party? No, I want to go to like Heidi Klum's Halloween.
Yeah, but I have a feeling this is like someone who throws party. Like, I'm just excited to have someone who throws a fucking party.
It's true. But sometimes when I'm in, when you're invited to a party and you get there and it's like a one bedroom apartment, I'm like, why are we here?
Yeah,
it's,
but I think so that we can't move. They're doing better than I am. And there will be room if you, it's like two stories.
I mean, amazing.
I know. So I don't know. I think it'll be fun. And if you think I'm not going to be dressed to the, I was just like, I love a theme. I've never loved this more.
What are you going to wear?
I don't know yet. That is the thing.
You have to make something.
Do you think?
Well, I think you can get an amazing denim outfit and then you have to crust it the fuck out with jewels.
Fuck, yeah. So I have to figure that out. I've got like, well, I'm going to be in Florida. So honestly, it's going to be a scramble. But you know what? That's who I am.
How long are you going to Florida?
I don't know.
You have an open-ended ticket to Florida?
Well, yeah, I have my way there because Tim might be finished with his pilot's license. So if he's finished, then we'll drive back to New York together. But if he's going to be there for another 7 years, then I will go back.
Drive back. You're going to be in Florida for a while.
No, don't say. I mean, I don't think so.
But what's a great way to spend a long drive? Sitting in the passenger seat? Bedazzling.
Bedazzling. But how am I going to hot glue in the car?
Well, you can get like fabric glue.
Oh, okay, fabric glue. You guys, let me explain to you something.
Or do they make battery powered hot glue guns?
Oh my God. Honestly, that could be me because Tim always says that I normally don't drive and I don't navigate, so I can be bedazzling.
And then he's like, but Jesse, my only rule is to not keep burning me with hot glue while I'm driving.
And I'm like, let me have one thing that's mine. But yeah, so I've got to figure that out. But I'm going to turn a look. It's just, what will the look be?
Yeah. I mean, it's a fun theme.
Do you want to throw a party together?
Here's my fear with throwing parties.
What?
I'm always afraid nobody's going to come. I never throw a party for myself.
Well, I said we'll do a joint party.
I know, but I'm still scared that no one will come and then it'll be my fault that no one came to your party.
No. First of all, if we throw a party, the whole thing about the party is if no one comes, we'd still have a great time. People are going to come, but if no one came, it would still be exactly what we wanted and it would be so fun.
What kind of party should we throw?
I'm like thinking, okay. Okay. So
we throw prom.
A bat mitzvah?
I'm not Jewish. I'm afraid people will be offended.
Okay, well, that's on them. Okay,
it could
I
be
love
your
that.
Bat mitzvah and my
prom.
First communion. I don't know.
Oh my God. Okay, let's keep throwing around ideas because I like this. What about a divorce party? But we're not divorced.
We're not divorced.
Okay, what about Happy Grandparents Day? Happy Grandparents Day?
We're not grandparents, and then I'll feel bad I didn't invite my parents.
Okay. Okay. What about. What about?
What kind of parties are there?
Okay, let's talk about what we'd want when you walk into the party. You walk
glamour.
Into the party. Glamour out the wazoo.
Where is the party in your mind?
Okay, I'm seeing either a rooftop.
Oh my God.
I'm also seeing it could be like an upstate thing. Again, we like rent something. Maybe we do a murder mystery party. Ah!
Are we in charge? Well,
we can either be in charge or hire somebody to like run it for us so we don't have to worry about it. We just get to have fun.
We could do a
murder mystery party
weekend.
Weekend. Listen, we both said we want to do that when we're 40 and have money. And I say we do it before we have money and before we're 40. And no one can stop us.
We both said we want to do what before we're 40? Have a murder mystery party?
Didn't we say that? Or did I?
I don't think I've ever said that, but okay, I do want to have one. It is something I've thought about.
Wouldn't that be so fun?
But I do feel like we would need, I feel like a murder mystery party is sort of an opener.
You're switching to logistics, but okay. It's an opener for like what the rest of the party would be.
For a bigger.
Bigger.
I feel like a murder mystery is an event, is a activity.
It is.
Inside of a party.
A party. Yeah, well, it's a party all weekend.
So we would have to work out the logistics of the party.
Okay, the party. This is what I'm seeing for the party. I'm seeing what's fun at parties. Honestly, I can't believe I'm about to say this, but I am going to say maybe like a pool, like a kiddie pool of Jell-O, or like kind of like like something fun and messy. Maybe painting with our bodies.
Is
not naked, but just like painting with our bodies, like making a huge piece of art we can remember forever. Of all of our friends' bodies.
It sounds... Are you picturing like a rave?
Not a rave. That's too much for me. I don't like a rave. I'm actually thinking more just like a fun project that we can do while everyone's super high. And I'm like, I'm too high. And then they're like, just roll yourself on the canvas. And I'm like, okay, you're right.
Yeah, I feel like this is another good activity.
Okay, what is a party? What do you... I think parties are just fun with people. I don't look at it as like... has to be strobe lights. I don't like strobe lights.
See, I feel a little bit like there has to be strobe lights.
Who made that rule? I get sick from strobe lights.
Well, in my ideal party, if we're talking
what's
about
your ideal?
If someone invites me to a party and there aren't strobe lights, I can't say that I'm going to have a good time.
Okay, you like strobe lights?
Well, a little bit. Like maybe an end of the night little dance strobe light.
Okay, interesting. And to you, when you see a strobe light, you I go, think I now it's a party.
Prom. I think I thought prom and I got settled in that idea.
All right,
let's
go down the path of prom. Okay, so are we getting limo pickup? Is that what we're doing? Because if we're doing prom, we have to do a limo pickup.
Yeah, we can get limo pickup for ourselves. Okay,
so limo, obviously, not for everybody. Limo pickup for us. Obviously, we're going to do pictures. We know that. Now, when we get to prom, so are we renting like a ballroom?
Yeah, something
like that. Yeah, okay, a ballroom.
Maybe like something in New Jersey.
Absolutely, I love that.
Or like Brooklyn, they have like event spaces in Brooklyn.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually. Okay. So we're getting a ballroom in Brooklyn. and there are strobe lights?
Well, I guess it depends on what the theme of the prom is.
Right.
I was thinking under the sea.
Under the sea. See, I would rather do that by a pool then. I don't know. See, what's interesting is I actually
prom at a pool.
See, what's interesting is I like activities at parties. And if there is an activity at a party, that's where I'm at.
Interesting.
Like, I like to dance, but I like to do something else also.
See, I almost feel like when I go to parties and there's activities, I'm like, why is that happening?
Wow. So you
only dance
the whole time?
We have different outlooks on parties.
We have different outlooks on parties.
Well, remember when I said that there is a time where alcohol is necessary? In my head, this is like a party is one of those times.
This is it.
I'm down with activities.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't call it a party. Like if someone was like, come paint, we're going to come over, we're doing, or like you could call it a party and then just say what it is. But like if someone just says party...
What if I say murder mystery party?
Like a drunk. Yeah, then I know I'm going. It's a murder mystery event.
Party.
Oh. Party.
You but take my, out like, the party? Yeah.
No, I wouldn't take out the party, but like my thinking, if someone says party.
Party.
I'm getting down.
You're getting jiggy with it.
I'm getting jiggy with it.
I hear you.
So I just would have to know it was a murder mystery party. And then I'm like, okay, it's a murder mystery party, but it's not like a party.
Right.
That makes sense?
Yeah, I hear you. As I'm thinking about it, I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, when's the last party, good party I went to? I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. I haven't gone to a good party in ages.
Ages.
Except for a wedding.
Well, that's the only people throwing parties.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody How throws sad good is fucking it parties.
That's because the budget's stupid. If everyone took a wedding and made it half the budget, we could throw more parties as a community.
People should be required to throw a party that a party is equal cost equal. As their wedding.
I agree.
Within 5 years.
5 years.
Of the wedding. Before or after.
I agree. Because how many people have you just... I became friends with so many people and just missed their wedding. And they'd be like, oh... It was
and
such
I'm like,
a banger.
We're never
going
like, to be that close
again.
I'm never going to get to see your wedding. So we're never going to be.
Yeah. We'll as never close be as that we could have been. Kind of friends. Yeah.
Because we're not having a drunk heart to heart, you know, in the bathroom.
Sure. Sure. Sure.
And as we get older, those opportunities are dwindling.
They're less and less. You know what? I think I could see myself, you know, I have to, but I could see myself throwing a banger Halloween party. I think that would be good for me because to me, Halloween parties, you're definitely allowed to have activities. Activities yes. are encouraged at Halloween. It's like you should, you know.
Agreed.
And there's like a costume contest. You can be a dance contest. Like I like that type of vibe.
I have never been to a good Halloween party. Can I tell you that?
Is that true?
Like I want to go to a Halloween party.
Yes.
Of my dreams.
Me too.
I want a big suburban house.
I know.
Or like, you know, someone's rich parents are out of town. And
I know.
We are having like this huge party. People all come in amazing costumes and yes. are into it.
Yes.
You know what? And there's delicious punch and ciders.
Delicious.
Maybe caramel apple station.
That's I could see that bobbing for apples as well. Well,
bobbing
that ruins the
apples.
Makeup. That
it's
could be
romantic.
I can't explain to you the romance vibes I would bring. Okay?
The romance surrounding a good Halloween party.
Oh, my God.
That's the epitome of romance.
That's sex.
Like, to me, that is, I want to get fucked at the party.
I know.
That's the type of party.
I'm like, I'm losing. At the end of this party, I'm not leaving with all of my costume and I'm not leaving with all my morals. And that's a promise.
No. And you know what? He texts me the next day and then we start dating.
And then we're dating seriously and we're never
and
apart again.
And then we
again.
Get married on Halloween 2 years after that. Maybe
so
three.
So cute. See, that's why I think, and no one, I have to figure out how to buy a freaking house. Okay? Because when I buy a house, the parties are going to be popping, baby. And you can't stop me.
No, people, so many people, couples have met at our parties.
Oh, my God. I mean, I can't explain to you how many babies are because of our parties. Like, I'm like, that baby was my doing. And that baby's walking around because I said, you two go in a closet and good luck. I mean,
a bunch of July babies because they were all made on Halloween
right.
or
That's
around
right.
Halloween.
How fun would that be? Also, I would throw like a wild Christmas Hanukkah party, a Christmaka party.
Oh, I and while on the topic.
Let's do it.
Love a good holiday party.
I know. And now that's only a work event. So you're like, I guess I'm going to get sloshed with people I sort of like because this is the only party I have over the holidays.
And I freelance.
I know that. And me too as well. I never go to a holiday party.
I'm not
parties.
Going to any office holiday no. parties. And I went to a gala for okay. like a charity as my friend's plus one because her husband couldn't go. And it was a beautiful holiday
beautiful.
Party. Beautiful location. Absolutely lovely.
Yeah.
And that was that was several years ago.
Oh, that's sad.
Before COVID.
Yeah.
I want past fucking appetizers.
See... that's the thing. And I really hate to say that it's everybody and it's society and it's our culture. But explain to me why I don't ever get to try hors d'oeuvres.
I want
try.
The hors d'oeuvres brought to me.
To me.
I want to have to say no multiple times.
Exactly.
To the same guy who keeps bringing crab cakes. And every time I'm like, I guess, since you're here.
Yeah.
And I pop it in. I want a crab cake with a dollop of some kind of creamy sauce on top.
Yeah.
And maybe some sprinkled caviar.
Oh, my God. That's what I want. I want to make friends with some of the cater waiters because I'm like, next time there are cream puffs, make your way to me first. You hear, lassie? Like,
I
want that.
I always connect most with the waitstaff at any event I've ever been to.
Me too.
And they're all like, I want to be like, I'm cool. Like you can.
Oh, my God. I'm so cool. I'm barely at this party. I'm
like,
1 foot out the
door. I don't want to be here.
I'm upset.
I'm like, where do you guys smoke weed? Let's go there.
Yeah, where do you guys smoke? Where are we doing it? You know what? This is really getting me thinking. I don't know what it is I'm thinking, but I'm going to throw parties and nobody can stop me.
I want to go to a holiday party and a Halloween party in a mansion. And that's all I want.
I know, me too.
A big mansion where it's like maybe a very wealthy couple and they love the holiday that we're celebrating and they go all fucking out.
It's going to have to be me, unfortunately. I think it's going to have to be me, and I just have to figure out, manifesting. I have to really get that money coming in, and then I got to buy that house or that shack. I mean, listen, my first few parties, if the house is decapitated, dilapidated, and it has to be fixed up, that works with the Halloween theme. So you know what? Mm-hmm. Everyone will go, wow, Jesse really went all out. This house looks like it's falling apart, and I'll say it's all I could afford. Okay? Come on in.
But then the next year they come and they're like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. And
this
then
is
I'm
like a whole different place.
Exactly. Now I'm flipping houses. Now I've got mansions. Now everyone who laughed year one isn't laughing now, are they?
The inn that we would own would have a town famous Halloween party. Everybody comes to the middle.
Everybody comes. Because the thing to is,
the
everybody wants
children.
Parties. That's it. The middle children party.
Get it? No, middle children. Well, I guess it would be hard. What? In middle children.
That's funny.
No, but middle child bed and breakfast. That's a good name for a bed and breakfast.
I love that.
And we have extravagant parties.
Extravagant.
I think I am going to start that.
I'm going to start that this year. I think I'm going to throw my first big party this year.
The mayor comes. You have to invite everybody.
I'll invite the mayor. I'll invite everybody. I don't care. I really don't care. My parents used to throw parties.
That's something.
Yeah, my parents used to throw big Halloween parties.
Really?
And when we were kids, we weren't allowed out of our like area as, you know, that we were in. So we would reach our fingers under the door. And so it was very on theme for Halloween. And then every now and then a guest would come talk to us. And that was really fun.
How many people were there?
I mean, like, they were good parties, like 50 or 60.
Like I'm picturing, you know, in Hocus Pocus when they go to the girls, like the original one, when they go to the girls' parents'
not
party.
That one. No. I think my parents had like kegs, like they got down and it was like there was a big dance floor. My dad did Halloween like costume contests.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's the kind of party I want to throw.
That's what I thought would happen to me when I became an adult. And then I'm like, no one throws parties.
Nobody fucking throws parties anymore. And
only
it's because
weddings.
Of
so.
Yeah, I agree. Actually, it's devastating.
I think that, first of all, everybody listening, let's start throwing parties. Also, if you're throwing a party, please invite us. We'll come. And also, let's throw a party. I'm going to throw a party this year. I actually can't believe I'm going to do it, but I'm going to throw a party this year.
In your apartment?
No, I'm going to have to figure that out because it's got to be more space. I don't have enough space here.
We need a big upstate country home.
I know.
So if anybody listening.
Yeah, every has a big upstate country home or a penthouse in the city that it would be okay if we used. Please.
But we're like, it has to have high ceilings.
I know.
Nothing destroys a party like low ceilings. Can I say
that?
Oh,
I know.
Like walking into a wedding venue, even with low ceilings, I'm like,
disgusting. I'm claustrophobic.
I feel trapped.
I feel trapped and I don't like it.
I hate it is what I hate.
It's not for me. That's a promise that I'll take all the way to the grave. How about that?
Maybe you should have a big birthday party.
Honestly, Can I? That is what I'm going to do. Because I haven't had a birthday party in years. I was scared for so long. And I think I'm going to throw a birthday party this year.
You should.
That's a real celebration. That's a real turning point for me. I think it's going to be a murder mystery, Chris. I hate to say it. It's just who I am in my bones.
And since it's your party, if you got like a huge Airbnb, you could make everyone coming pay a portion of the Airbnb because that's normal.
Really?
You know, if you're like, okay, I want to have this like birthday weekend. I want to get an Airbnb. That's normal. Yeah. I've gone to things like that.
Yeah, I've never done that. That'll be so fun and cool.
It would be so fun and cool.
I guess I'm fun and cool now. Wow, who knew? This is exciting. Guys, hold me to it. I'm going to get scared around September. Yeah, but I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to do it.
You should. It's a good time to go upstate, too.
I'm doing it. I deserve this. I will work.
I will rest.
Thank you for that.
And on that note,
let's all rest.
Let's rest because I'm feeling tired. And
I'm done.
My brain's been racing with parties.
Yeah, everybody, it's like we give you the full, first of all, yeah, I think everyone, we have to stop and start planning parties and reach out to us about where we're invited. Because you know what? This is an epidemic. And we're putting a stop to it.
Yeah,
I've been using some big words this episode. And every time I say one, I go, is that right?
We need a vaccine for the party poopers.
Wait, but I said epidemic.
You did.
Is that right?
An epidemic is like a small pandemic.
Okay, God. All right. Guys, just know I'm dyslexic. What's the word I wanted where it's like, this is a...
I thought you meant epidemic.
Oh, do I? I forget the word I'm looking for.
Like it's a tragedy that we don't have parties?
I don't know what the word is. I thought it was a word that was like, it's something small that's going to sweep the nation that's negative.
That's kind of an epidemic.
Okay, yeah. Maybe it's...
Like people would be like, there's a drug epidemic in New York.
Oh, there's a party epidemic.
There's a bad party epidemic.
Bad party. Well, there's no parties, but yeah.
There's an epidemic causing no parties to happen.
Okay, so it can't be an epidemic is a noun or as opposed to a verb.
It's not a verb.
I actually don't understand words, and it's unfortunate because you know what I'm saying.
I guess it could be a noun or an adjective.
So that I can't say there's a party epidemic.
Well, I guess it's a noun because if you said it's a drug epidemic, the epidemic is the noun and the drug is the adjective.
Right.
Describing the epidemic.
Correct. Okay, so it is a noun.
Why do we need to know what?
I don't know. I just wanted to know. There's been many times today I said, is that the right word? And I didn't say it out loud. And that last time I said, I just want to clarify for myself.
I think it was right.
Thank you. Thank you for that. And thank you for being here today.
Of course. It's an epidemic. All right, guys. Thank you for being here today.
Yeah.
We love you. And if you want more.
Yes. If you want to see how hideous my nails are.
Or how hideous my room is because it's a disaster right now. Go to the Patreon.
Yeah, but your haircut's fire.
Thank you to myself.
Yeah, go to the Patreon.
Patreon.com/middlechildren. But until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own high five moment? Visit highfivecasino.com. That's casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down. But when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.